Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening to a very special episode of Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim, where we sit down with the director of Christmas film Violent Night, Tommy Wakola. I'm Tim Ifland, movie buff.
And I'm Lee Livingstone, entertainment journalist.
And we love to talk all things movies.
We do. And in this episode, we're talking to Tommy Wakola about his new film, Violent Night, which sees a disillusioned Santa fight back when a group of mercenaries attacks the estate of a wealthy family in a bloody and brutal battle for Christmas.
Violent Night is, of course, directed by Tommy Wakola from a screenplay by Pat Casey and Josh Miller.
The film stars David Harbour, John Leguizamo, Beverly D'Angelo, Alex Hassel, Alexis Lauder, Leah Brady, Edie Patterson, and Cam Gigandet.
Now, Tommy Wakola is a Norwegian director who has brought us such films as Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters and zombie thriller Dead Snow, which I remember watching at the Sydney Film Festival all those years ago and just having the time of my life. So his new film, Violent Night, flips the traditional holiday flick on its head in an extravaganza that pays homage to classic action Christmas films, including Die Hard and Home Alone.
Violent Night also comes from 87 North, which is David Leitch's production house, and they brought us the bold and bloody action films like Nobody, John Wick, and Atomic Blonde, some great titles in there. So there's no doubt about what kind of film we're going to get here, one loaded with action, creative kills, and of course those one-liners.
What a triple threat for any movie. So we are thrilled to sit down with Wakola, who actually studied film here in Australia on the Gold Coast, to learn how Violent Night crossed his path, why he knew Stranger Things' David Harbour was the right man to play a hardened St. Nick, and the reason the film has such a big, beating, sentimental heart at its core.
And don't forget, of course, what his favourite Christmas-inspired kills from the film are, because there are some absolute doozies in there that people are really going to get a kick out of.
We hope you enjoy this Popcorn Podcast interview with Tommy Wakola. Lee, let's take a listen.
Santa?
No, my nice list. Santa Claus is coming to town.
First of all, Tommy, how did Violent Night cross your path?
It was sent to me by the producers, 87 North, who I knew from way back. Dave Leitch was actually the second unit director on Hansel and Gretel way back when, before it became the biggest director in the world, you know, like in action. They're just master within the genre, the masters within. They love the genre. They really strive to make great, fantastic action movies. And they sent me the script and they said, yeah, it's basically like Die Hard, but with Santa Claus. And I read it, and yeah, certainly it was all that in a way. It certainly was based on and around the premise and feel like a Die Hard movie in a way. But it also had so much more, I thought. Most importantly of all, for me, it had a big beating heart. It really felt like a Christmas movie. So that was my way in, my way of approaching this. Okay, I just want to make a different type of Christmas movie. I want to make, yes, all the action, all the craziness, all this dark humor, for sure. But at the end of the day, I want you to walk out of that theater and feel like you've seen a Christmas movie.
Yeah, because there's a lot of arguments online about whether Die Hard actually is a Christmas movie or not, but you're making sure it is this time.
Oh, yeah, you know, and definitely, I mean, there's no doubt that this is, at least.
Yeah.
First of all, yeah, and still a debate, but I always leaned on the fact that, yes, it is a Christmas movie, of course.
What was it that you loved about the project?
That's what I actually loved about it, is the fact that it had all these things in it, like action that I love, the humor, the edge and the tone, but it's all mixed within a pretty, like, a movie with a big heart. And for me, as a director, it's probably the movie with the kind of the most sentimentality that I've ever done in a good way. Like, that appealed to me, and trying to combine that with the craziness of the other stuff and see if we can do that. And I, in my head, if we could pull it off, it would make for a very interesting combination.
And your previous films are things like Hansel and Gretel. And now, are you leaning into that area of like mythical fairy tale and putting the twist on it?
I mean, Hansel and Gretel was obviously my idea that I had for a long time, and I wrote. And yes, it was fun doing my own spin on the fairy tales. And this was not my creation. It was Pat and Josh, who actually had this idea since high school, they told me. But yeah, there is something fun about taking something that people love and have grown up with and have a relationship with and a love for, and then you twist it around slightly and you give it to them in a different way. It's always fun doing that. And it also allows you to give something people love and cherish, but in a new way, which was cool.
In a really fun way. It's really fun. How did you know David Harbour was the right Saint Nick for you?
Well, his name came up really early in the process. We were discussing who we would cast as Santa Claus, and it was one of those moments where we just, yeah, it's a eureka kind of moment. It's like, oh my God, yes, he's so perfect for it. It's too obvious. So luckily we sent him the script. He loved it. To me, like, everybody knows and can see he's a great actor, obviously. He's a fantastic actor. But at the same time, we needed somebody who has the physicality of the role, can really come in a room and you can feel that this guy can take on three mercenaries and win.
Yeah.
Somebody who had the humor, the sense of humor that we needed for this part, and also the heart that I keep talking about, the big beating heart underneath, which is, despite when we meet our Santa Claus, he's in a dark place, he kind of lost faith a little bit, but it still shines through that he has a goodness inside of him, that he really just want to do good things. And David had all those things and more, of course.
Yeah, Santa Claus has really lost his Christmas spirit when we meet him in this film. What's happened to him?
I think he's just lost faith in humanity and himself and in Christmas. It's all about consumerism and gifts and more and more and more. And in his eyes, we just kind of forgotten what Christmas is really about. And it's about giving and being kind and spreading that Christmas spirit and inspiring people. So yeah, he's lost his way and he's actually considering hanging up his boots, making this the last Christmas for him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then he goes on this journey and he gets entangled into this plot where these terrorists take over this compound and it's this family hostage. And in this family, there's a little girl, Trudy, who of course he befriends. And through her, because she's got such a pure love for Santa and Christmas, and through her, he kind of rediscovers his mojo and why it means so much for so many people still.
There's some really creative kills in the film. Do you have a favorite?
Oh yeah, I have many favorites. I mean, it was so fun bringing Christmas into that, you know, into the fights and into the kills. And one of my favorites is the candy cane, which he sucks on first to get it sharp and then uses as a shank. Yeah. I thought that was funny. I love the Home Alone sequence. That was a fun thing to shoot and to play with. And of course, not spoiling anything, but there's a moment where somebody goes up the chimney in a special way, which I love as well.
Yeah, I have to say that one was my favorite, definitely.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Really, it's a good one. This film had a pretty fast turnaround, didn't it? It was filming earlier this year, is that right?
Yeah, we started filming in January. I was cutting it right after, all in Canada. We actually just finished the movie like a month and a half, 2 months ago when it was finished. So it's been a really fast process. But also, I believe it gave it a certain energy. Like we knew we wanted to come out this Christmas, and we knew what kind of movie we wanted to make. And it actually helped it in a way. It gave it an energy.
And to wrap up, Violent Night, we've already talked about, pays homage to a few really classic Christmas films like Home Alone and Die Hard. Do you have a favorite one that you sit down with your family and watch every year?
I do, actually. I mean, I have a few that I love. Die Hard, we mentioned. Scrooge with Bill Murray, I love. But my favorite is probably National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because it plays every year in Norway on the 23rd of December. And yeah. I always watch it every year. And it's so funny and so charming. And it has a perfect combination of humor and heart. And of course, Beverly D'Angelo is in it, which we cast in this film, which is a really fun way of paying tribute to that. So yeah, that's definitely a favorite of mine.
Do you watch that? The name of it escapes me, but that dinner party sketch that everyone seems to watch in Norway, where all the
people of course. Play the They're different. In the No, we're talking about Norway. Yes, it plays in every year. Yes, it's a very popular skit that only is popular in Norway and Germany, I believe.
For some reason. Yes. But, yes, I was introduced to it by my husband.
Oh yeah, it's an important one for us Norwegians.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Tommy. I really enjoyed Violent Night. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Time for some season's beatings.
Well, folks, aren't you intrigued to see Violent Night now, if only to watch a David Harbour Santa Claus kicking all kinds of ass and maiming people with candy canes and the like? You'll never look at Christmas the same way again.
That's an understatement. If you enjoyed this interview as much as we loved bringing it to you, don't forget to follow us on your preferred podcast platform, because the Violent Night movie review is on its way. You don't want to miss that one.
Absolutely not. And you can also check out our video interview with actor John Leguizamo, who plays Scrooge in the film, over on our YouTube channel right now.
Violent Night is in Australian cinemas from December 1st.
And as always, friends, thank you so much for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
Come and join in on the conversation. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Popcorn Podcast.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.